Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, the dumb Friday edition. We get you to the weekend on the high note, the low note, and the what note. All right, what's the good of the day?
Well, it is October, right?
Of course.
And if you drive around your neighborhood, you're going to start seeing, you know, people decorating their houses.
That's right.
And as well they should. The good of the day is Myles Garrett has gone and decorated his house as well for Halloween. He's gotten into the spirit.
Has he really?
Yes. In his front yard, you will find a whole bunch of tombstones with the quarterback's name, number, and helmet of the team they play for, the quarterbacks he's facing this year. And
oh,
yes, Tony,
cool.
Our quarterbacks are on his in his front yard.
Absolutely. Does he have any like spooky ghosts or witches goblins out in his yard too?
You can tell he has a brand new house because there's a tiny little tree in the front yard.
Yeah,
I mean, a big house, obviously, a big yard.
Sure.
I think I did see maybe there's something hanging from the yard, but it's just littered with these tombstones. Nice looking tombstones too. You know, here lies number 7.
Oh, like he went all out. He didn't get them cheaply made.
No. Yeah. These aren't those styrofoam ones you get at the Dollar Tree.
Oh, very good for him.
These are ones that, you know, for him, he's probably sitting there going, you know, especially with Roethlisberger and Burrow and Jackson, he can use those every single year.
Well, absolutely. And you know what?
Well, good maybe not him. Roethlisberger too much longer.
Well, you know, but good for him for having this little nice decor.
Yeah. That's how you decorate.
I kind of want, I always like having stuff in our house. We don't have a lot of stuff in our yard for Halloween. I always see people like, they put up inflatables and they've got a bunch of things and hanging from the trees. And I kind of want to do that.
Yeah, we kind of did like a little, almost looks like a mini seance around a tree with
that's cool.
Some ghouls and goblins, zombie looking thing, or I don't know what the heck they are. But I mean, it looks, you know, it's there.
Yep.
And
I,
lights.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. I know my wife would have one light yellow, orange, and one light purple. And I said, do you want to do that this year? He goes, no. I go, wow, what's wrong? You normally would jump right out of the opportunity to have the lights out there. So
just not appreciate. See, we did this. We have like these spotlights that we use for Halloween and for Christmas to kind of decorate, you know, just shine like a purple hue over the house or a green hue over the house. We put those in the front yard and we haven't turned them on.
Yeah.
Like we turned them on like one time or a couple times.
Heading down to the stretch run, 2 weeks to Halloween this weekend.
Turn them on.
There you go. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, okay, I'm going to preface it saying this way. The idea is fantastic and is needed. Okay?
All right.
The timing is what's bad.
Okay.
And this involves the Washington football team announcing, 2 days ago now, maybe yesterday? I think it was yesterday they announced that they're going to retire Sean Taylor's number in a ceremony this weekend.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I thought they had already done that.
Well, I think they have him in the Ring of Honor, but this is retiring the jersey number so nobody will ever be able to wear 21 again.
Okay, again, I thought they had already done
it. Yeah.
Let me ask this. Why wouldn't you do that when you put a player in your Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Like, well, I guess, it seems like it goes hand in hand.
But I guess it's because there's just so many numbers. Like, you know, Michael Irvin and Drew Pearson are in the Cowboys Ring of Honor. And I guess you couldn't get rid of 88, right?
I guess. Or it's true.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I guess you can.
Tom Landry's hat's retired, so no one can ever wear Landry's hat again. No, I'm with you. I understand.
I understand that not everybody in the Ring of Honor should have their number. What I'm getting at is this. Not everybody in the Ring of Honor should have their number retired. But if you are going to retire a number, why aren't you doing it at the time you're putting him in your Ring of Honor?
True.
And given his tragic circumstance, I thought you would make it a big moment in honoring him when you put him in the Ring of Honor that his number would also be retired.
Yeah. And then on the flip side, why wouldn't this be like a planned event?
Yeah.
Like months in advance, like you knew that this day was coming.
That's right.
And you're doing it on a week when you are the spotlight of controversy.
Of course. Yeah, that's a good point. Because here in Nashville, we knew about this Bum Phillips thing for months.
There's been controversy surrounding
it. Because as soon as they announced it, it was controversial. But, yeah, that's you're right. All of a sudden now, the Washington football team is doing something to honor the late Sean Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, during during the time where, you know, one man was fired because of, and I'm going to say fired. I know Gruden resigned, but if he didn't resign, he was going to be fired.
Yeah.
You know, but during that week where it's involved emails around your team, so is it the kind of like distraction? Like, don't look at the emails. Look at Sean Taylor. We're retiring his number. Look at that. Look how great we are.
Yeah. No, it's good. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We'll see how the media processes all of that without disrespecting the late Sean Taylor.
Oh, I'm certain that they're going to blast him.
They should. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is that, maybe it's not dumb, but we may have found the real-life Bill Harding.
Okay.
Do you remember Bill Harding?
The name is very familiar.
It should be. It's Bill Paxton's character in Twister.
Yes. It was Bill Harding. Yeah, okay.
And anytime, we can bring up Twister, we will.
Of course we will.
Anyways, this man is he's an Oklahoma man, just like Bill Harding. He has an idea that if his town's siren goes down, he has a backup plan. And this is him playing the trumpet for if his town's siren goes down. That's how he's going to warn his town when a tornado is coming.
So if I'm 5 miles away, I'm going to be able to hear that?
I don't think so. What I'm picturing is, and that's why I'm saying he's like a real-life Bill Harding, I believe that he will be walking right up to the tornado and walking alongside the tornado to warn people.
That's
or maybe
right.
Just ahead of it. Because that's what Bill Harding would have done.
Yeah, of course, but you started this story by saying we may have found a real Bill Harding.
I'm thinking we may have.
Bill Harding didn't play a trumpet in the movie.
No, he didn't play a trumpet.
Does he have other characteristics that make us think that he knows what a storm is thinking?
Yeah,
do we know anything about that?
No, I don't have that info on you.
Okay. Because to compare a random guy who blows a trumpet to the great Bill Harding in Twister, who knows what a storm is thinking? You got to give me more than that. He plays the trumpet, right?
Well, I know he's not doing it for the money.
He walked up to the Twister and said, "Have a drink," and he chucked the bottle into the Twister, and it didn't hit the ground. That's Bill Harding. That's what I want to know. That's the guy.
Yeah.
Right? Well, you know what? He never saw an F5. This is only one of us that saw the finger of God. That was Joe. So, God, I love that movie.
It's
when
great.
Jamie Gertz goes, "I can't do this." It's like my favorite moment. She's like, "Honey, I'm out of this relationship. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Bye-bye. I'm out of here. I am not doing this with you." Holy cow.
It's the other thing's like, you really literally chase tornadoes. I thought that was a metaphor.
Metaphor, right, exactly. Oh, my goodness, that movie. Golly.
I mean, why is it so good? That's all I
want to
know.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I do not know why it's so good. I watch it all the time.
Anytime.
Watch it all the time. It's got some of the cheesiest dialogue I have ever heard in any movie. I wonder if the actor's like, "Can we change this script? I cannot read this."
Yeah, like,
like Harrison Ford did with George Lucas. Like, I'm not reading this.
Yeah.
God, this is bad.
Well, what I hope is that they all got together. They read the script. They got together and go, "Hey, guys, writers. Director, this movie's a little too serious. You're
right.
Trying too hard to almost make it, because in a weird way, it's kind of, it feels like it's supposed to be a horror movie."
Right, right.
And the tornado is the Michael Myers of this film.
Exactly.
But, it's like, but you can have a lot more fun if we almost go like B-rated science fiction fanfare type of movie and just, almost make a mockery of it.
And
keep it serious, but make a mockery of it.
How great was Aunt Meg?
Oh, my God.
They showed up to her house, and she gave them steak and eggs.
Yeah.
She made them all steak and eggs in that movie. I love it.
I mean, where'd you get all that beef, Meg?
Yeah. See any cows?
No.
Awesome.
And I just love the fact, I mean, everyone's allowed to take a shower in her house. I mean, she's got that kind of time and.
See, man, I live in an area that has a tornado siren, and it goes off on the first Saturday of every month. And every, you know what it is? It is the reminder of the town that we live in a tornado area that reminds you that we have a tornado siren. That's what it reminds me of every Saturday. Like some days I'm just going outside on a Saturday night and I hear it and I go, I live in a town that has a tornado siren. I get it. Okay. I now, yeah, all right. I totally forgot. But yes, I do. I live in a town that reminds me every month that there are tornadoes that could be coming, and this is what you want to listen to.
See, I think I live in a town that has tornado sirens or used to have tornado sirens because the structures are still there.
Yeah.
Like you drive around, I mean, you can see what the siren looks like. They never work. They never use them. But when I lived in Hawaii, we did have the tsunami siren go from time to time.
Yeah.
And that was a constant reminder too. Like you said, like, yeah, when that thing wails, I better make sure that I'm in high ground.
Years
that I'm not
ago,
down on the seabed.
Years ago, I was driving one night and it was a real thunderstorm and I wasn't that far from home. I was only about 2 miles from home, but I heard the siren go off. And I was in my car, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I had to get home. And I got home. Nothing happened. But I was, you know, I'm in the car. I'm like, oh, my God, I saw Twister. These things would just be, I could be lifted up and transported to the next county.
Or you could just slide, you know, side to side on a bridge, get spun around a couple times, and that one, then you can jump out and hug your ex.
That's right.
In front of your current girlfriend.
In front of your girlfriend.
Or fiancé.
I love it. Jamie Gertz, I got your back. I'm glad you
got a raw deal.
You got a raw deal. She got the rawest deal of them all. And by the way, real quick, I know I'm on my Twister rant now, so I just might as well keep going.
Just going.
Right?
Just go.
By the way.
That's why I brought the story up, really. It's just so we can talk Twister on a Friday.
Bill should be ashamed of himself. He took her into an unprepared person into a very, very dangerous situation.
Yeah.
He should have said to her, honey, I'm going to go do this very, very dangerous thing with a bunch of people that really know what to do in a very dangerous thing. You don't. So why don't you go as far away from me as possible, and I'll meet you up in a couple of days. But no, he was like, get in with Dusty. I mean, what was he thinking?
I mean, almost immediately.
I'm going to go with my ex. You go with Dusty.
Is there not a more perfect scene than, you know, when – They're having it out, just as you know, trying to pick up the pieces of Dorothy, and she and Jamie Gertz is hearing everything on the radio with the umbrella that's like upside down, falling apart.
She did nothing wrong.
And Dusty's just standing there. I mean, Dusty's doing the umbrella flex for her. He's just holding the umbrella for her. Like, God, you shouldn't be listening to this.
I love when we talk Twister, man. I don't know why we do it, but we've done it. We do it every time we bring up Twister.
Yeah, the only problem I have with the movie is that it never made sense when they went through the house.
Yeah, that's true.
That he started on the ground floor, kind of went up the stairs and ended up the house, but the house was sideways the entire time, almost upside down.
I never understand why Jonah was the villain. Right? He was trying to do the exact same thing they were.
Yeah.
Right? In the end, I don't care. Like, if I'm a citizen, I don't care if he's making money, not making money, in it for the money, not the science. If he can give me a system that gets me 15 minutes to safety, I don't care if he's a trillionaire. Are you kidding me? God bless you. And yet he was the villain that died and they were like, we were supposed to be happy about it.
Yeah.
Oh, the good people are going to have their technology advanced now. I couldn't have cared less which one of those groups created the safety mechanism, right?
Very true.
If you want Jonah to be the villain, have him create a tornado machine that he can conjure them up at various times.
And he lost control of it.
Right, he lost control of it. And that's why they have to go chase the tornado, because he lost control of his tornado-making machine. With my machine, I will rule the world. That's what I'm talking about.
Because you're in it for the money, not the science.
Not the science. And I say that all the time. I say that all the time in my house.
I dropped that one and also Jeff Goldblum's.
Oh, yeah, from Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You were preoccupied if you could. You never stopped to think if you should.
That's right. Slam on the table. And you package it. Slap it back. God. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue with the wake-up call.